So this is a book, Upsilon, begins April 29th, 1991, and goes through September of the same year. It begins with a continuation of the ideas being developed in the previous book, and particularly on page 143 of book Tao, preparation there was made, as already described, of the PGK nail fragment. So this is a fragment of DNA that contains a PGK promoter driving a nail gene, and obtained by digesting with Sal1. So it's a Sal1 fragment. And that material is then being used on page one, Monday, April 29th, to make polymers, the idea being to have multiple copies of the nail gene to help make sure that one could get strong selection for G418 and therefore use a higher G418 resistance, and therefore use a higher concentration of G418 and get better discrimination between targeted and non-targeted cells. This was this first experiment on Monday, April 29th, page one, shows that you could get many, many polymers quite easily. Very rapid ligation. The gel shows the polymers. And 2.5 minutes is close to optimum, and very little of monomer left, and all the other numbers are represented. That's 2.5 minutes of ligation. More work on polymers on Tuesday, April 30th, page 5. Beginning to worry about or think about what if the proteins were involved in the recombinational events. Protein-protein interactions might affect the frequency of targeting. So page 7, Tuesday, April 30th, has a diagram of what was our standard correction of the E14TG2A deletion mutation from Martin Hooper, and which contained exons 3, 4, and 5 of the HPRT gene, but was missing the promoter and exons 1, 2, and 3. And the MP8, which was the standard correcting vector, which by ordinary omega type recombination could give a corrected gene with the promoter exons 1, 2, and 3 now inserted in front of the deletion, which was of everything prior to exon 3. EG2A had all of the exons after 3, 3, 4, 5, etc., but it was missing exons 1, 2, and 3 in the promoter. I'm thinking about if there were proteins involved that might alter the frequency of recombination. Another attempt at ligating the PGK now, following page. More minis, Friday, May 13, May 3rd, page 13. Abandon all. The last of the minis, probably on Saturday, May 4th, page 15. Upsilon 4 and 5 are probably neodimers. Nothing else is worth keeping. And 4 and 5 are not either. So, rechecking minis on the next pages. Following up an idea that had been described on page U7, although I don't think I commented on it, but I'll go back to it on page 7. That was the idea of protein interaction. Frank Grossfeld had information regarding a locus activating region the locus activating region could be bound to the promoter region of the beta globin gene with a protein-protein interaction. A preamble, as it were, of the work that is very common, is of bringing together by protein-protein interaction, bringing DNA sequences together that were apart by proteins. Used it commonly in assays for assembly of complex protein transcript. Used these days for looking at protein-protein interactions. But the idea being to insert a locus activating region into the construct and see if it improved the transformation and production of protein by the beta A gene. For this was to help Ed Cheesley with his work on beta globin. And so on page 23, or opposite to page 22, is notes on the plasmid obtained from Tim Towns, which contained the hypersensitive region, the locus activating region of the beta globin gene. And Tuesday, June 4th, inserting the locus activating region into the beta construct. This is the hypersensitive region of DNA. DNA's activity showing lack of histones, and that generally assumed to mean a lack of histones in the region, or lack of heterochromatin at least. And a diagram of what, how we can insert the hypersensitive 2 region on a KPN cloud fragment and insert it into the poly linker. With the construct being diagrammed on page 27, Wednesday, June 5th, inserting the 1.9 kilobase locus activating region upstream of the NAO gene. Continuing experiments to find the right product. Usual technical problems. Saturday, June 8th, page 37. Processed and ran the Upsilon 35 minis with the conclusion that it quit. They need to start again with a partial NCO1 digest, because a complete digest had cut out the region of importance. Here we are partially digesting on Wednesday, June 19, page 43. And combining that with a digestion with a second enzyme, SNARB1, on page 49. So we were on page, what page were we at?
50.
Page 50. So the work continues on Wednesday, June 26th, page 61. The next steps are processing these minis, number 2D, 4K, and 6D. All cuts are fine. These were Mavis digest with CLAR1, KPN, and the two together, etc. 2D looks the smallest, and better bets are 4K and 6D. Let's go with 4K for the first try. This is KPN Cloud One Digest. Need to digest Ed's plasmid also with KPN and Cloud One in order to insert the fragment. So that is being done on the following page, 63. So page 63 is cutting the recipient, and page 65 is a prep gel for the fragment, the locus activating region fragment that's going to be put into that site. And the ligation then on page 67, Thursday, June 27th, putting the thing together. Ligations are excellent. And transformation, page 69, and various minis looking pretty good. So check on the constructs. Monday, July 1st, page 71, and a diagram of all the various things that have been made. There's a neomycin gene in front of the beta globin locus, and a neomycin in front of the beta globin locus with a deletion in front of it, neo delta beta, and LAR neo beta, and LAR neo delta beta, the various constructs that could be made. Reasonably clear. And looking at the gel on page 73, Monday, July 1st. And various ones look to be okay. More tests on the page 75. Very bad gel. The buffers were exhausted, repeated the gel. And the view of what should be done next. On page 77, one buffer was no good. Yeah, and Saturday, July 6th, page 81, 6D and 4K are identical with two NCO1 sites. And Neo Beta has two NCO1 sites. Etc. But things are looking good. Uh, 2D is still not correct for the following reasons. Saturday, July 6th. So, in various interpretations of the results, with confirmation of these conclusions on Sunday, July 7th, page 85. But the 1.9 kb locus activating region fragment is present, but 2D now looks better, but that was an error. LAR into 2D, Sunday, July 7th, page 87. And we will check on the products of this work on Tuesday, July 9th, page 91. The conclusion that the LAR went in fine. But the 2D is not correct. This is a logical mistake. But eventually floor plan is go to Ed Cheesley, Tuesday, July 9th, page 93. Upsilon 93, Neo Beta. Upsilon 3, LAR Neo Beta. And then Neo Delta Beta. And LAR Neo Delta Beta. With their maps on the left hand side. With a note, the change in the LAR position. The four plasmids are there, illustrated quite clearly. So on Thursday, August 22nd, page 97, I'm thinking of a new targeting scheme. The idea is to use DNA specifying telomeres on the 5' and 3' ends of a targeting construct to reduce non-homologous targeting without affecting the homologous recombination. The idea being that if there were telomeres on the ends, there wouldn't be recombination that was non-homologous. Transformation to get a construct that would be called PBS shuttle. Consider using a shuttle vector which could be expressed both in E. coli and in a mammalian cell. This is PBS shuttle. Considering using that and making it. And so on Saturday, August 24th, I'm making a cell digest of this. A shuttle vector, and continuing with the idea of the telomeric piece on Saturday, Sunday, August 24th, 25th. redigesting on page 105 and dimerizing the habeas. The BAM-SAL piece of DNA with the telomeric sequence on it, and making a construct illustrated on page 109 with two telomeres pointing in opposite direction, which I call B, tel superscript 2, and with a sal site in between. So it's a special type of telomeric retransforming on page 111. Unlikely. Doing more than one thing at once, of course. So Wednesday, August 28th, we go back to conversion of HBRT BAM to SAL, necessary to get DNA that I wanted. To change a BAM site to a SAL site, which nowadays would be very easy, but in those days was not as easy as it is now. But here we are on page 117, trying to get to this telomeric sequencing. The conclusion is that all the vector are the vector. So a whole bunch of different minis are being studied on Sunday, September 1st, page 119, photographed as usual, etc. Number 33 and 34 looked somewhat promising. And looking at the various tests of 12 plasmids for HBRT BAM now, and all except number 9 are okay, so proceed with 3 and 6, although later on abandoned. Soldiering on. Check on number 3 and number 6, page 125, Tuesday, September 3rd. Uh, 55 and 57 also. Trying again, Friday, September 6th. 129 page to get the telomerase 2 repeat. Going on with two candidates on page 135. Neither of them are correct. Neither have BAM, TEL, S, TEL, BAM. Because Sal didn't cut either of them. Most likely I'd Gotterdammer of the factory. Okay, so we see on page 137, Friday, September 13th, typical entry, tell to again, again, again. Just repeat and repeat until you get what you want. Some thoughts on Friday, September 13th, page 139. Some improvements possible. Delta left neo by neo delta right, very old plasmid biplasmid recombination system. Typical September 17th, Tuesday, 1:43. A bunch of candidates digested with BAM and with BAM and Sal. The conclusion, none are correct. Start again with a new strategy. And a new strategy is listed on Wednesday, September 18th, page 145. Just how to get to this product, which is telomerase salcite HPRT nail telomerase. More oligos needed to change a BAM site from to a BAM KPN BAM site, introduce a KPN site into BAM. Page 149. But not very happy with the result. Page 153, Friday, September 20th, transformation. HPRT nail tell telomere and conclusion looks very poor. Let's streak out number three and try. So here's a possible rescue of HPRT nail tell on Monday 23rd of September, page 155. Conclusion is okay. And so picked 3B and more thoughts on introducing a KPN site into the BAM site of the construct. So the ending the book on Wednesday, September 25th, with a preparative digest to make a fragment, Sal number 4, a telomeric sequence, KPN, etc., etc. And if satisfactory, precipitate with ethanol and back up for KPN complete digest. But there is the gel and no interpretation of the results. On page 163, the end of book, Upsilon.